Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Minneapolis City Council members demanding answers as crime spikes across the city, with shootings reaching a five-year high. But after pledging to, quote, dismantle the police just a couple of months ago, the city council is now sounding the alarm and blaming the police.
The crime is actually spreading out.
What people want to know is MPD's response.
Residents are asking, where are the police? Because that is the only public safety option they have at the moment.
We have officers on the street telling people that they're not enforcing crime. What do we do?
I know that it's not only the police department, but that is who people are looking to right now.
Joining us now with reaction to the least surprising story in the history of the country, Minnesota GOP congressional candidate Lacey Lee Johnson. He's running for the seat currently held by Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who is also called to dismantle the police. Lacey, we have a rise in assaults, robberies, homicides, as well as property crimes and arson. Is that what happens when you tell the police they're the problem and you cut their numbers?
It is exactly what happens, Brian. The hypocrisy and failure that we're seeing from this city council is astounding and deeply troubling.
Troubling.
This is like blaming the firefighters for the California wildfires.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or well, blaming your doctor for your cancer.
Exactly. Exactly. No, to the left, it makes perfect sense. I mean, this is their MO. In countries that they run, like Venezuela, I mean, you saw Maduro saying the lights are off because he was under attack by conservatives. And you're like, dude, there isn't a single conservative that runs your country.
Yeah, really.
And what few were left, you had hauled off a long time ago. So, I mean, I nobody's heard from them since. So, I mean, okay, sure. I mean, just did you hear? Those were clips from Minneapolis City Council. They're shocked. You cut $1 million out of their budget. And they're not responding. Why do you think that is?
No.
Okay. You demonize them. Because four cops did exactly what they were trained to. None of you took responsibility for that training manual. None of you said, hey, our police chief ought to be fired. None of you said, hey, the police chief answers the mayor and us. We should answer questions. No, they're liberals. It's never anybody's fault but Donald Trump's. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. But we're just getting started here. They're like little children, Lee.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is it violent? What did you think would happen?
What was that phrase that they used, that they would send violence interrupters?
Yes, interrupters.
Yeah, I got a violence interrupter. It's called Smith & Wesson.
Okay? But no, they're not armed, though, the violence. They speak softly.
Grief.
I know. Yeah, trained violence interrupters from the health department.
And how long do you really think it would be before they start picking up their bodies? I mean, I'm serious. I'm not trying to be morbid. I'm not trying to be use hyperbole here, but that's the fact. That's exactly what would happen. If you send violence interrupters, social workers into a violent situation, you're going to be picking up their bodies. That's what you're going to be doing.
See, and this is all based on the loony liberal theory that there really aren't any crimes, just police officers framing people for crimes and people who have been misunderstood and not properly treated for mental health. And they are not criminals. They are victims. And we don't need a law enforcement approach. We don't need a heavy hand. We need understanding. And they believed it.
Yeah.
They believed it. They're literally, I mean, if that's the thing that kills me about this video, is the shock.
Generally, those people would be referred to as delusional. Now they're just referred to as Democrats, I guess.
Yes. And unfortunately, they actually get elected by other delusional people. Speaking of absolute delusion, want to hear the damage toll from the mostly peaceful protests, Lee?
Oh, sure. Let's see how.
You want to hear this?
How much the peace cost us?
Yes. Upwards of $2 billion so far. That's from a left-wing source, Axios.
Oh, but they got insurance, though, Tara, because that won't cost us anything. They got insurance.
Well, there's something really sad I got to tell you about that. I'll drop that bomb in a minute. Let me set this up. About that insurance you thought you had as a business owner, guess what? Hold on. All right, but first, this is what Axios finds. They did a analysis. The vandalism and looting following the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis PD will cost the insurance industry more than any other violent demonstration in American history. This is going back to 1968. The number could be as much as $2 billion and possibly more, according to the Insurance Information Institute. The protests related to George Floyd's death, not just in Minneapolis, but across the country, are different than anything America has seen before because they are so widespread. It's not just happening in one city or state. It's all over the country, said Loretta Waters of Triple I. And this is still happening, so the losses could be significantly more, she says. All previous catastrophes, as classified by the insurance industry, happened in a particular city. This is the first time it happened, not just in multiple cities, but in 20 states. This is the first kind of a symbol crash, said Tom Johnson-Meyer, head of PCS. For the first time, PCS designated this civil disorder and those that followed across the U.S. from May 26th to June 8th as a multi-state catastrophe event. And the others don't even come close, not even adjusted to $2020. Of note, listen to this, Lee. This is the sad part. The media really doesn't want to talk about it. While U.S. companies have learned the hard way their insurance doesn't cover business interruption related to coronavirus, most policies emphatically do not cover riot-related losses. That is heartbreaking.
So let me explain an economic fact of life to these folks. What's going to happen is then you're going to have these companies that you depend on to serve those communities are going to say, sorry, we can't afford to build there. We can't afford to go there. We can't get insurance. There's no way that we can absorb that type of loss. So guess what? We're not going to be there. And so then they're going to start complaining about the blight in those areas when they've got no grocery stores, no big box stores, no department stores. Nobody wants to do business there because they can't be protected from the peaceful protesters.
All right, let's build on what you just said, Lee, because I know this is going to come as a shock to the left, as racist as they generally are, and they are. There are a ton of black business owners.
Yes.
And they were the ones who took this the hardest.
Yep.
I am waiting for someone to report that it has to be the case. I mean, how many streets did we see? I mean, it gave me chills to watch. I mean, one whole arm street in Minneapolis, black business owners. Every business on the block, black owned. Mm-hmm. And they're standing out there with high caliber weapons.
Yep.
And total peace on the street, by the way.
Yep.
Nothing amiss whatsoever. And that video gave me chills. Now, let's look at what we know. A lot of these areas were black areas that Antifa and other white latte liberal shipping organizations organized, as Al Sharpton explained to us earlier this week. And so who is buying the most guns right now? This is the crazy thing. 5 million first-time gun owners through August. That's just the first-timers. That's not everybody buying a second or a third, right? 58% black.
And even
that's who paid the price for this.
Even Common Core math, that's a majority.
Yes, and more of them women than men. Because they're seeing this in their cities. And you know what the terrible thing is? These cities, I mean, so many of these businesses, people's lifetime dreams, they're gone. They are gone. The insurance isn't paying for it.
Right. That is money that is gone, disappears. That's an investment, total loss.
Who did it? We know. The only way we find out the truth from our government is leaks now. Leaks to mainstream media in foreign countries, because ours is so dishonest. So you got to go to the Daily Mail to find out who's doing this. Is it right-wingers? No. Not right-wingers. Is it Russians? As Jim Clyburn, number three in leadership in Democrat Party, told us, nope, it's not Russians. Who does Department of Homeland Security say is doing this? Antifa and anarchist, primarily responsible for, allied anarchists for the violence. And who are they? According to that, they're anarchists and left-wingers. Which is exactly and precisely why the Democrats did not even mention this at their convention. Almost $2 billion worth of damage. They think it'll go to $3 to $5 billion. Oh, you want to hear the last line of this report from Axios? Oh my gosh, this will chill you. What to watch? The insurance industry is rolling up its sleeves in anticipation of potential unrest following the November election.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? It's pre-planned.
Yes.
They've already planned it. And you know how we know it's going to happen, y'all? Google Zoom meeting, anarchists and Daily Beast. 50 anarchist and allied organizations planning street unrest, as they called it, quote unquote, for after the election. Like, how do they know they're going to be mad after the election? And I thought a riot is supposed to be spontaneous. You know what I mean? You're moved by the outrage, you just take to the street. Who plans a riot in September for November? When you don't even know if you're going to be outraged, unless you're already pre-planning the election result, you're going to be outraged over. So the insurance is already openly talking about, yes, well, we're anticipating more street violence. Mm-hmm.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Text your rights on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Hey, Tara, thank you for defending teachers. During our faculty meeting yesterday, half our teachers were crying because they are so overwhelmed trying to navigate in-person instruction as well as virtual learning. I can imagine. This has been one of the hardest years of teaching I have had so far. And I think a lot of it, unfortunately, unnecessary suffering on the part of kids and teachers. But yeah, I see what you do. I do. It's, in fact, some weeks I wonder how you're doing it. But that's just me. Now, I think in my experience with teachers, look, I've had a few bum teachers since I've been in the Greenville school system, but most have been shockingly wonderful, truly selfless individuals who, I've had teachers that, at the end of the year, as we've said goodbye, I'm a little teary-eyed. I'm going to miss her. You can't help but love someone who loved your kid and cared. And I've had those kind of teachers. I've been very, very lucky. This school system, it's a special place. It really is. That doesn't mean all teachers are good. Like I said, I've had a couple bummers, but I've had wonderful teachers here. I really have. And that's, I know in part because I'm very selective about the schools that we go to, and we magnet in and we drive and we don't take the bus and we do it the hard way. So that's part of it. But yeah, thank you for all you do. I had another one I was going to read. Let's see. Oh, darn. Oh, here it is. Some good news for today. My wife's and my 15 wedding anniversary. That's great. Dawn and Shannon, love you and the show. Congratulations, Dawn and Shannon, 15 years. That's something to be proud of. Yeah. All right, so what you got to do? 15 more, right? Okay. Meanwhile, in one of the few acts of actual reporting, Andy Ngo nails part of why these protests are still going on. In a tweet, in Portland, he writes, where the most violent rioting occurs, the U.S. attorney has brought the same charge in recent weeks to all suspects. One count civil disorder. We won't see the breakup of these militant networks until there are more serious charges of sedition. Yes, we have to go after the organizational structure. And Bill Barr won't do it. I wish he would just shut up with the interviews. He's very well spoken. I enjoy playing his clips. But he needs to shut up now and go to work. Because we know that they know about the organizational structure. We know they know where to go to get the organizational structure. One penny any one-off charges against these rioters are not going to work. And you know how we know they know? Because we've seen the leaked email from the Department of Homeland Security admitting what they will not admit on the record. These are organized. They are networks. They use the same tactics. The same people are behind the riots in different cities, in different states. Go get them. This is not hard. I'm sick of Bill Barr's flapping lips. I'm tired of seeing his flapping lips on TV. Every time I see him talking, I'm like, and he speaks so slowly, I'm like, God, what could you have gotten done in the time you did this interview? What could you have gotten done? But it might be, folks, and we need to seriously begin considering this, that Bill Barr doesn't actually control the Department of Justice. He admitted as much yesterday in another one of those very long, very rambling flapjaw interviews. Not a surprise. Donald Trump admitted that Jeff Sessions failed to take control of the Department of Justice and insinuated that that is a runaway agency of the type that perhaps no Republican will ever be able to take the reins of again. Wait to hear what Bill Barr said on that account coming up next in the next segment. By the way, it is going to be an action-packed battleground podcast today as I attempt to boil all this down to 20 minutes. And more. You always get extras on the Battleground podcast. To get it, text the word Battleground to 71307. We'll send you a link where you can always find it. Or you can download my new Battleground America podcast on the radio.com app.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Has Bill Barr effectively lost control of the Department of Justice? This is a serious question. Wouldn't be the first time. Nothing to be ashamed of. Wait, what? No, I mean, the American system is a trust system. I mean, it works on trust. I mean, whoever's in charge, whoever wins, Democrat president, Republican president, sends their attorney general in, and that person tells the people who work at the department to do stuff. And quite frankly, if they don't, there are some layers that can be fired and some can't. What do you do? I've never really encountered this before in America. It was always an honor system. We might not have agreed with the politics of the other side, but generally we agreed that the U.S. government ought to answer to Congress. I've been on this theme over almost every day in this country. And a lot of you ask, why isn't Trump sending the... Sending who? Military's not loyal to this country anymore, not the leadership. I mean, they were, but then Obama purged them. I mean, do you realize we have an ongoing debate right now? We're going to get into the podcast, this into the podcast next week, Battleground America podcast. You'll hear it on the show too, so got a lot of stuff I'm working on. Do you realize we have colonels and high-ranking current and retired members of the military right now who are openly debating in military publications whether or not they should drag Donald Trump from the White House? We have some fired by Barack Obama colonels saying that the ones that are currently in office, you know, in the military are mounting a coup. We have the ones in the military arguing that Trump needs to be dragged out of the White House on January 20th. You know about that, right? They're actually debating this. That is not a military that answers to the Congress anymore, much as the FBI doesn't answer to Congress. Well, they don't answer to Republicans. 36 subpoenas to the FBI and DOJ, not a single one complied with. And the irony of that is Bill Barr could have gone and filled all those subpoenas from the Republican Devin Nunes Intelligence Committee. He never did. I was wondering why. Bill Barr tacitly admitted yesterday he does not control the Department of Justice. That should scare you. But it wouldn't be the first time. Trump admitted that Jeff Sessions, Rip Van Sessions, never really took control of the Justice Department. Remember?
The reason he got nothing because the Dems are very strong in the Justice Department. I put an attorney general that never took control of the Justice Department, Jeff Sessions, never took control of the Justice Department. And it's a sort of an incredible thing.
Shocking. And I asked at the time, could anyone functionally take control of the Justice Department if they were a Republican? Bill Barr opened and admitted yesterday he couldn't do it. He didn't say it explicitly, but it was pretty clear. In a stunning rebuke, this is from Just the News, one of the few places you can go to get the news, by John Solomon, formerly of The Hill. In a stunning rebuke, Attorney General Bill Barr on Wednesday decried the conduct of many career prosecutors inside his Justice Department. You know, the very Justice Department that just doesn't even, they just don't even answer subpoenas from Republicans in Congress. Subpoena meaningless. Oh, unless they're leveling it at you, in which case we will wax you with CNN in your driveway if you don't comply. We'll kick a door in with the help of our buds at the FBI. Bill Barr decried the conduct of many career prosecutors inside the Justice Department, whom he said were too interested in political headhunting and unwilling to accept policy decisions from their chain of command. They're out of control, folks. These are runaway departments. Letting the most junior members set the agenda might be a good philosophy for a Montessori preschool, Bill Barr said, but it is no way to run a federal agency. Barr claims he's refusing to allow insubordinate prosecutors to dictate policy, but to me it appears they are. I don't know if he's even entirely to blame for this. Congress hasn't reined him in. This is where this is coming from. This is what Congress wants. Barr did raise concern about politics inside the Department of Justice, saying too many prosecutors were angling to score political points or career advancement by pursuing high-profile figures without regard to the evidence or the law. Let me edit that sentence. By pursuing high-profile conservative and Republican figures without regard to evidence and the law. Doesn't go the other way, as we know. Quote, I'd like to be able to say that we don't see headhunting in the Department of Justice, he said. That would not be truthful. I see it every day. What'd you do to stop it, sir? Can you stop it, sir? Can you? It doesn't look like it to me. I see it every day. He also decried a larger phenomenon in American politics of what he said was the criminalization of policy and political differences. Yes, led by your department, sir. You could start by complying with the subpoenas. That'd be a good place. Fill them yourself. If you have to go and pull the documents yourself, sir, do it. Am I the only one who's terrified by this? I mean, so he's literally admitting his department is headhunting without regard to evidence and the law. partisan headhunting. I'd like to be able to say that we don't see headhunting in the Department of Justice. That would not be truthful. I see it every day. Why don't you do something about it? Here's something else he could do. Trump put him in charge of declassification of Crossfire Hurricane, everything that went into it, so we would finally know what happened. If he's not going to prosecute anybody, just let us know what happened so we can at least take action at the polls. Let the American people have the truth. Just declassify, sir. Again, you could walk downstairs. Get the stuff. Get it yourself. Pull it out of the filing cabinet. Pull it off the computer. Will they let you into the computer? These are legit questions. I'd love to interview this man. So, I mean, it appears functionally we have our second Republican attorney general who has failed to take or is unable to take control of the Department of Justice. Wow. So maybe that leads us back to our last story with Andy Ngo, and we're trying to explain, trying to understand his tweet. Andy Ngo, one of the best reporters in the country, one of the few really accurately covering these riots. In Portland, he tweets, where the most violent rioting occurs, the U.S. attorney, that's our federal prosecutor with the DOJ, not the local one, the U.S. attorney has brought the same charge in recent weeks to all suspects, one count civil disorder. We won't see the breakup of these militant networks until there are more serious charges of sedition. Look, we've got everything we need over the Department of Homeland Security. The leaked email, we know these are networks. That's what the email said. We know who runs them. We know it's the same people putting on riot in city after city across state lines. Get them. This is not hard. But they're not. They're not. This is why the riots are going. It's not that we can't stop them. It's that the Department of Justice won't stop them. So the only question I have now, hearing this admission, all but tacit admission from Bill Barr, that he does not completely control or even mostly control his department, it may be uncontrollable. And we saw that with the last attorney general as well. My question would be, can Bill Barr go after them for organized, systematized sedition? Insurrection. Can he physically do it? It would require control of the Department of Justice, and I don't know the answer to that question right now. I'm worried about this. You remember, if you've been with me for a long time, you remember me talking about this. When Sessions went out, I said, I do not know if the next one could control the department, and now I'm not sure anybody does. Meanwhile, things are spinning out of control. Folks, it's every day now. So we start with the LA Sheriff's deputies attacked, ambushed, attempted execution. Then there was the attempted execution in Spartanburg. Over the weekend, two officers just sitting there doing their paperwork. This is Sergeant Spartanburg Deputy Jonathan Payne describing what that was like when they were the victims of attempted murder.
So we were just sitting there and shots just started coming at us for no reason. We had no dealings with these subjects, with these two gentlemen.
Yeah, they were attacked. Guys rolled off the highway, saw a police car, bam, we're going to kill them. They got them, thank God. That was Spartanburg. Then, day after, or 2 days after, 1 or 2 days after, was beginning of the week. Then Virginia, same thing. Attempted execution by suspects that the police were not dealing with. It was an ambush. And now, twice in Phoenix. Do you know what they've had to do in Phoenix, these officers, to survive? They are now patrolling two officers together after two separate attempted executions, ambushes. All over the country. What are we up to? Five this week? The Phoenix Police Department's making changes to how they patrol the streets following a couple of violent incidents. A court officer, a police officer of the court, was standing outside the courtroom or outside the court building, just outside. Somebody drives up, tries to execute him just for, you know, being in blue. So what'll get you killed now. In another case in Phoenix, same this week as well, a driver tried to run a motorcycle officer off the road. Ambush attack, somebody he wasn't dealing with. It's too unsafe now to have them out on the road singularly, so they're sending them out in pairs so they'll survive these ambush attacks. That's a problem. You know why? When you got to double them up, way less policing than if you just send one to cover a larger area. Criminals win. So this is all over the country, folks. Five of these ambush attacks. Listen, if you're one of the officers, deputies, sergeants, command staff that listen to me, and there's a lot of you out there, I know you text me all the time, please, please keep your wits about you. Please be safe. Please tell your colleagues. We're up to five this week. Please don't let it be one of you next time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texture writes, Tara, it really upsets me that I have to vote for Lindsey Graham. Not going to vote for Harrison to give Nasty Nancy a rubber stamp vote. I guess I'll just have to take some Pepto with me to the voting booth. Yeah, there are no good choices in the Lindsey Graham race. Cannot be voting for Jamie Harrison. He is a dyed-in-the-wool liberal. And the problem is that the Senate's on the razor's edge. I mean, razor's edge. If Jamie Harrison wins that Graham seat, that might be enough to flip it. It's not good. Texter writes, so simply fire the U.S. attorneys and their deputies, talking about Bill Barr essentially admitting that he's failed to take control of the Department of Justice and nobody may be able to do it. Well, I mean, yes, a lot of them are at-will employees. He should go through and wipe it out like, you know, Obama would do. Like he did with the military. Fired over 200 top brass and the media just sat there and yawned. Texter writes, Tara, see the first social workers in Minneapolis hired to stop the riots. Yeah, they're violence negotiators. They're nonviolent themselves, though. This is going to be hilarious. I mean, Lee earlier was saying there's going to be bodies. I know there will be. They'll blame the cops. Texter writes, them all for Trump, but Bill Barr is the epitome of all talk, no action. Texter writes, yes, it is something to be ashamed of. After all, this is his second time around. I was talking about Bill Barr. Everyone in the Department of Justice could be fired if you undertake the proper methods to do so. That is true. Talking about Bill Barr essentially admitting he's not only failed to take control of the Department of Justice, but that a lot of the prosecutions that are being done now are completely political and not based in law. That's really scary, folks.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.